Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Good Friday, as it is. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, too. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, well, I want to thank them very much for keeping America rolling along. But don't forget about the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there doing their job, keeping things going. And thanks very much on this Easter weekend for doing your jobs, as well as the bulk mail center haulers that are getting the mail delivered. So the Easter Bunny's got some Easter candy to deliver. How's that? Now, you also can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. And finally, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the government is doing pretty good, taking in a lot of money. We found out they did put out their report for the first fiscal quarter of the year, October through March, and they took in $2.1 trillion, almost $2.2 trillion, which is pretty doggone good. But they spent it all.
And more.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I mean, we need to be a little bit more frugal here somehow.
Come on.
I know. Come on. But you can't keep doing this. You can't sustain this.
Well, we have been. If you print money, it's endless.
Plus, it helps make inflation worse.
Oh, well, nobody cares about that, right?
I do. You do. I mean, you've been to the grocery store. You buy groceries.
Nobody in government cares.
No, they don't, because they just don't do what the normal Joe does. And this is why... There is a huge red wave, call it a tornado if you want, coming in November. I've run into so many Democrats lately that know who I am, and they come up to me and they say, you know, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but not this time. They've gone too far. And I'm hearing it everywhere I go.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all anybody talks about. You know, and there's not going to be any relief. If anybody thinks there's going to be any actions that the Biden administration takes anytime soon, it's just not going to happen. I mean, you have to just listen to what Jen Psaki said yesterday at the White House press briefing.
Yeah.
You know, she was asked if this is still transitory. And they're saying, yeah, third quarter of this year we'll get some relief. It's not possible.
No. They've dug the hole way too deep. Now, I will tell you this. Elon Musk is certainly making a run for the gold. $43 billion, now he wants to buy Twitter.
We have a Saudi, Bin al-Talal, who himself is kind of a nefarious guy, but he is a major stockholder, and he's not agreeing to this, but that doesn't mean that he has enough voting power to stop it. But the board of directors were not only talking, had a meeting yesterday, I don't know where they are with this, but they were also, too, discussing the poison pill. I think somebody else stepped in and bought actually more stock. So, point being that Elon Musk is no longer the largest stockholder, but that doesn't mean that the board, you know, for the sake of the stockholders, according to SEC rules, does not have to consider his offer to buy the company. So
right.
We will necessarily see where that is.
Right, and that is a cash offer, is it not?
It is.
Well, we'll see what happens. Okay, let me see here. Real quick, we're going to take this caller. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Ken. I'm just wondering, will the United States dollar still hold on as a world reserve currency because the Chinese, I guess, are doing something with the yuan, and also the Russians are only accepting rubles, and if the dollar doesn't hold on as a reserve currency, will this aggravate inflation even further? All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, the simple answer is yes, it will. It doesn't take much to exacerbate the inflation level here. But what do you think?
The ruble has recovered substantially.
Right.
So these sanctions placed by the Biden administration hurt for a little while, but it is no longer hurting. The Russia opened their stock market again, and so it is recovering. But let's also understand that not only is Russia, but Iran is selling energy, oil, at discounted prices. And they can because it was actually drilled under the lower dollar.
Hold on. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is an insurance company. That's the second largest insurance company in the country when it comes to personal auto insurance policies. They also insure about 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own or drive. And you can go to the web and their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get a quote there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. And you can also get your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV covered over there. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your automobiles. That saves you a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they're all about. Because after all you got to do is save money. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Hello.
We have Elliot on the line. I'm going to bring him in here. Okay, good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, guys, let me just run this by you right quick. You know, Denise, I think some Republicans are being disrespected by a replacement handpicked by President Trump. Now, the reason why I say this is Trump chose Purdue in Georgia to go head-to-head with the current governor, or Brian Kemp. Now, some people say Kemp colluded with woke socialist Stacey Abrams. Now, Governor Kemp remains very popular right now. He is ahead of Purdue. Vernon Jones campaigned throughout the state of Georgia for weeks on end for the position of governor. later to be canceled by Purdue. Trump endorses Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. I am a solid fan of Dr. Oz. But long before ex-military soldier Kathy Barnett had made her presence known, long before that, she would seek the U.S. Senate seat. Now, Captain, I feel Vernon Jones of Georgia and Kathy Barnett of Pennsylvania are honorable black Americans. Trump's town hall rallies, he never mentioned if he would be willing to hire them in his administration. Now, Mr. Trump, we know you're listening from Palm Beach. Vernon Jones and Kathy Barnett are two strong, honorable black conservatives who I feel strongly about. Now, Mr. Trump, invite these people to Mar-a-Lago. Figure it out where they would be a solid fit in 2024. Thank you very much. I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
All right, Elliot, makes a lot of sense. And again, sometimes you got to wonder what Donald Trump is doing.
If I'm not mistaken, Vernon Jones has been to Mar-a-Lago, but that could be a mistake on my part.
I think it was a couple years ago, maybe, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, I think it was during the last of the campaign rallies.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that he went. But I could be mistaken on that one.
Okay.
Look, Trump, he has a pretty good record of doing the right picks for winners, but that doesn't mean all of his picks are good ones. he's trying to kind of operate like the Tea Party, you know. If he's a Tea Party candidate, now we're doing Trump candidates. So if I were Trump, I would kind of stay out of this and just keep talking about policy and not people.
Yeah, he gets himself in trouble, unfortunately.
Yeah, he does. Still.
Because it becomes a... And by the way, some of the people that he endorses, he really doesn't know who he's endorsing. That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, well, you wanted to talk about something, and it was?
The fact that we had two senators, Victoria Sparks from Indiana, who was born in Ukraine, and then Steve Daines of Montana. Both of them made their trip to Ukraine, went to Kyiv and also to Bucha.
Yep.
Steve Daines was not only upset, but he was like really almost physically upset by what he saw. I did not hear any comments from Victoria, but you know, it's not hard to know what she would be thinking, but. I think what is the reason the two of them made the trip is one to show some solidarity, and that's fine. But the other piece is because we now need to have some things on the congressional record about war crimes.
Yes.
Crimes against humanity, and even the case that's being built now on genocide.
Yes.
And, you know, Biden came out and said it wasn't genocide a week and a half ago, and now he says it is. Well, he's a little late on that one, but I think he's right because Putin himself said that Ukrainians, there was really no such thing as the Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Russians, if you look at history.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
So what he's doing is he's eliminating a country on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is actually genocide in a way.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. And my question here is: there's enough evidence today, just after Bucha, to move forward with a modern-day Nuremberg trial.
Yep.
The International Criminal Court, to me, is inert. It means absolutely nothing mm-hmm. to me. The United States is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court, and neither is Russia.
Right.
It really would fall on a special operation coming out of the United Nations. Now, we can all roll our eyes as soon as we say United Nations, but it has happened before, and it was successful when it came to Slobodan Milosevic. So, I don't know what the United Nations is waiting on to mobilize some kind of a force right now, but let's get on with this, the faster and the sooner.
Yeah.
Because I think there will be some other evidence that will come forward about the complicity of China in all of this. And I'm not going to let that one go. I can't prove some
things. The CIA, I believe it was yesterday, the CIA director, I saw him on television, and he said that President Xi was Putin's silent partner.
Well, we know that, but that's telling me kind of a platitude. Then give me some evidence and something I can roll with. I don't like Burns. I don't have any use for him. We already know. I mean, it's been admitted. It was admitted before the Olympics, and it was admitted during the Olympics, the opening day of the Olympics. So, China and, Russia are working together on this, but I want tangible evidence. And so something needs, a force needs to be stood up now. And the media and the intelligence wings of not only the United States, but of Europe, Germany, whatnot, they need to be dumping the evidence into a repository. Let's get on with this. I guess the question is, how much longer does it take to destroy a country, to have it fully collapse? I mean, is everybody waiting for that?
We're 50 days into the mix right now.
Right, but it's an outrage that nobody is doing what they need to be doing with some sense of urgency.
Yep, I totally agree with you, and it makes you wonder whether or not Biden even cares.
Oh, I don't think he does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he does at all.
Because they've been dragging their feet on getting this stuff to where it needs to go.
It should have been there. All of this stuff should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ukrainian special forces should have already been trained, not only in the United States, but wherever they needed to be trained, going into the beginning of March. I mean, This invasion was no secret. I've said that 100 times.
That's correct.
It was no secret to Biden, unless he was sleeping during his presidential daily briefing. This was in there. I guarantee it was. So, it's shameful.
Alrighty.
For NATO and the West to be
hold that thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow night and on that, and you have yourself a great day, and we'll be doing a weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine is claiming it sank a key Russian warship in a missile attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the Pentagon can't confirm it.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered a blow, an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all of their sailors.
Russian media is claiming that a mysterious fire on board caused the incident and that the ship sank while it was being towed back to port. Frank James, the man arrested for shooting 10 people on a Brooklyn subway train last Tuesday, will stay in federal custody after a short court appearance. James did not enter a plea and was ordered held on a permanent order of detention. Federal prosecutors wanted James to stay in jail pending trial, according to a letter to Judge Roanne Mann. This is USA Radio News.
When your body succumbs to an infection, the protein lactoferrin is likely running low. Lactoferrin exerts a broad-spectrum defense against bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and viruses. Lactoferrin binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as boosts antiviral interferon production. Stress, poor health, and undernutrition will exhaust your own lactoferrin production, leaving you vulnerable. So while you may already be taking vitamins A, D, and zinc to build up your immune system, when you increase your lactoferrin, your immune system immediately gets stronger. There is only one effective and convenient dietary source of lactoferrin, and it's whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. Green Meadow Whey is the only grass pasture whey protein that has never been damaged by heat. I ask the question, is unheated whey protein concentrate as good or better than ivermectin or HCQ? Results indicate a strong maybe. To learn more, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Don't forget they have two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one, of course, is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. The second one is just outside the city limits of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, you should call them up and ask to take the tour of one or the other campus or both. Maybe you want to go to both. To make up your mind as to where you want to go. We had Bowen here yesterday, and he told you about the procedure, and we're going to tell you again. We're going to remind you again about it. Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and tell them you want to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Now, you can do that one at a time or two at a time. Whatever you want to do. But set it up such that you can go do the tour. Because you will find out when you get there, you'll be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors. And finally, the people that handle the college loan paperwork that will help you get your college student loan to be able to do what you need to do. Now, if you're military and you have GI Bill benefits left, education benefits, it's fairly simple. They'll walk you through that, help you with it. And they'll also tell you how much you've got left in the way of benefits. So if you don't have enough to do the normal process of having them take care of your full education, that you would then do the commercial loan part, student loan part, sorry, and you'd have that plus the other. But whatever it is that it takes, if you're military, they can certainly give you the answers you need to have. Now, the civilians, it's all going to be the same way. You apply for a college loan, just like you would any other place, unless you have a scholarship. And chances are you won't have a scholarship. So that being said, NAA.edu, NAA.edu is the website to go to. NAA.edu. And again, the phone number, 800-659-2080. Now, we started out a little while ago telling you about the Ukraine. The Ukrainian Marines said that they fired some missiles at the big Russian ship, the big cruiser, the 600-foot vessel. And even though they didn't sink it to begin with, it did cause an explosion. And we don't know what the injuries or death total is about it. The Russians are like that. They just do not say things. So we'll find out when we find out what they want us to know. But in the meantime, they decided to tow the ship back to Crimea to get it fixed. And they had it out a little ways offshore and it started to take on water, and they couldn't correct the situation. And it sank. So much for that ship. That's the second ship that the Ukrainians have gotten credit for sinking. Now, Navy recruits who recently signed up but aren't shipping out until July to September, that time frame, can still opt to move up their departure time and cash in as well. If you offer, and you're in the Navy, to ship out sooner than what they have you scheduled for, the Navy is willing to pay you up to $25,000 in extra money to get out there and get underway with one of the fleet ships. How about that? That's pretty good. Certainly something to take advantage of. And it's unclear whether or not General Gamble will be able to retire as a 3-star lieutenant general in the Army after losing a star and now becoming a major general after being drummed out of his command because he was counterproductive. Now, I got to admit, I've not heard that one before used to get rid of an officer. But they took a 3-star, made him a 2-star, and now they're retiring him because apparently he couldn't get the job done. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. By the way, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, says that the Ukrainians are using landmines effectively, reopening a debate about the controversial weapon. Obviously, the Russians, when they left the areas they were in, they mined them. Ukrainians have had to be very careful about that. Hopefully, they've got the mines out now, but if they don't, it's extremely dangerous if you start walking around and get off the beaten path. Step on a mine, that's it. Goodbye, see ya. But landmines have long been decried as being very bad by human rights organizations because they often leave behind, or they're often left behind, rather, after a conflict, indiscriminately killing and maiming many civilians, including children. So we'll see how that all plays out. Everything is up for grabs right now. Everything. Now, not to be outdone, a confirmed combined maritime forces is being established within a new naval group to patrol the Red Sea region. The multinational combined maritime forces in the Middle East will stand up a new combined task force number 153 to specifically address the maritime threats in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, which includes the hijackings they've had there of the ships that have come through there before. And we'll see how that works out. Hopefully it'll help solve the problems that they've had there and still have there. By the way, the newest, most modern hospital in the entire military system at Fort Bliss, Texas, the William Beaumont Army Medical Center, built at a cost of $1.3 billion, just 9 months after the facility opened its door, still is without drinking water. They have no suitable drinking water. Wow. I mean, wow. How can you do that? How can you do that to these soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines? Gee whiz. Well, they did, so now we got to get to the problem and get it fixed. And, of course, the U.S. unveiled $800 million in weapons and equipment, plus more training for the Ukraine. Hopefully they can get all that done in a timely manner because they have been dragging their feet to a certain degree. In the meantime, I'm going to let you go and remind you, coming up on deck is Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yep, and they're all listening. I happen to know the producer of Hugh Hewitt's show listens. Producer of, who's the other one? One of our local shows here in my market listens. And that's good. So good morning to you guys. I hope you're having a great Good Friday. Now, before I get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss, M-A-U-S. Moss Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is now better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and now comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, don't forget, they honor all those who serve the country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. And they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's only 30 minutes away from downtown St. Pete and 20 minutes away from downtown Tampa. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, I got $43 million I don't know what to do with. or billion, sorry, dollars I don't know what to do with. I think I'll go buy Twitter.
Listen, you got the money lying around. You want to have a little bit of fun. I mean, I would do the same thing. You know, you have that type of money. It doesn't matter. And you say, you know what, you're a big believer in free. Why not? You can unlock some value there. I'd be all over that.
Do you think he has a chance to do this, or is he just blowing smoke?
No, he absolutely has a chance to do it. He doesn't see what I think. You know, possibly sell the existing stock he has in Twitter and maybe start own. I think people are getting up. There's going to be some pushback.
Your phone is chopping up a little bit on me. Can you kind of turn a different direction or something?
Can you hear me okay?
I can now, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, can he get this done? That's my question.
No, absolutely he can get it done. I think that you know, if the cards are played right, I think he can pull it off. And I think if it doesn't work out the way he wants to, he'll probably sell his stock in Twitter and maybe try to start his own social media company. Why not? There's pushback against all of the nonsense right now, Captain. All of the censorship that goes on. I think that people are clamoring for something like this.
Mm-hmm. Now, we found out from some IRS data that got released somehow yesterday that the Democratic billionaire and former mayor of New York and former presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg pays less than half the tax rate paid by average American citizens.
Well, it's probably due to the way that, his investments work out, his shares. Depending on how he goes about taking the money, he probably gets a lot in capital gains based upon his stake in his company, Bloomberg. And people are always worried about rates. Why don't you take a look at what he paid? And that to me is what's important. I don't like looking into people's various different tax returns and saying, oh, this one paid this and this one paid that. If we want to, level off the entire tax code and simplify it, fine. Get rid of the tax code. Have a point of sale national sales tax or something like that based upon what people spend. But let's stop with this. He's not like he's cheating on his taxes.
No. And to make it into the top 400, which is where he's at, one of the 400 richest Americans ever. Yeah, each person on the list had to make an average of at least $110 million a year. And I understand, all the different tax. And by the way, anybody who can afford to go get your taxes done with a certified tax preparer can have the same sort of thing done for them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're playing within the rules. If you want to change everything, go ahead. I think that there's some issues with the tax code in regards to with some of the fund managers carried interest. I think you should get rid of that. There's a lot of benefits for getting involved in real estate and depreciation. You want to simplify the tax code? Simplify the tax code. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Oreo maker, Nestle maker, Pepsi maker is being pressured by European employees over Russia. They want them to stop shipping their products to Russia, the employees.
Yeah, you're seeing pushback, and they're not the only companies out there where employees are pushing back from doing business in these areas. There's already been a lot of boycotts and pulling out from Russia. I hope that it works out, but it doesn't seem to be, again, Putin seems to be pushing on when it comes to this. There's going to have to be, I guess the idea is to get some sort of force from within Russia to obviously get him to step down. I don't know if that's in the overall psyche of the Russian people, so we'll see if it works.
And cybercrime right now is really becoming quite a problem, especially in the state of California. Is that because of all the technology out there?
No, No, I don't think it's the in particular because of technology. Cybercrime is cybercrime. I mean, people getting ripped off in a myriad of different ways. I oftentimes, you know, see people getting ripped off in various different cryptocurrency scams and, buying into the absolute nonsense. You have to be careful. You know, you have to be careful with your passwords, and you also have to be careful where who you're giving your information to when it comes to your money.
Now, there's probably going to be a bunch of loan losses by these banks that have loaned money to people to say that they were questionable is an understatement of the year. But some big U.S. banks right now have again started stockpiling cash so as to cushion themselves from the potential loan losses that they're going to have due to the growing worries over the war in Ukraine and the impact of inflation on the U.S. economy, as many of these businesses they are expecting are going to go out of business.
Well, one of the big ones, J.P. Morgan, set aside a lot more money just in case we hit a recession and they start seeing some businesses go under and they are defaulting on their loans and setting aside some more cash. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case. I'm better to be safe than sorry. I get that. Recessions basically clear out a lot of weak companies that inevitably would go out of business anyway, quite frankly. Recessions are always, if you're a strong company, it's an opportunity to make yourself stronger and to take a look at what's working and what's not working so you can come out of the recession better than you were coming in. This is the ability to adapt. If we do hit a recession, I don't think it's going to be that deep and that long where it's going to be that bad. But, again, I think a lot of these banks are smart in preparing for this.
Now, when President Trump was in office, he talked about bringing the generic drugs and other drugs back from China to the United States. How's that working out? Are we making any progress there?
Well, listen, I think that, now it's with inflation, it's not just generic drugs, it's also a lot of the people buying food and getting a lot of the generic brands rather than the name brands. The problem with, generic drugs sometimes is, who's manufacturing them and whether they're the same quality. You talk about drug prices in the United States. The reason why drug prices are so high, quite frankly, here and compared to everybody else is that we pay the research and development costs for all of these things. If you're a pharmaceutical company and you make this drug and you need to sell it in, let's say, India, and it's a socialized medicine there and they're only going to pay a certain amount for that drug, that's all they're going to pay. And these companies are, they don't want to say no to these countries because they're going to say, oh, you're a bad guy, you're not selling them or allowing people to heal based upon your invention. But somebody has to pay the research and development costs because oftentimes people don't even realize it. It can cost upwards of $1 billion just to bring a drug to market. And when you're dealing with the rest of the globe, to me this is one of the most unfair trade things out there. And this is one of the trade issues that I really wish that we dealt with. It's saying that it's not fair that the American people are paying for all these costs.
Okay, well, you have yourself a great weekend. Happy Easter to you and your family, and stay out of trouble.
You got it. Have a good one.
See you on Monday. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, and he'll be on the air this weekend on many of these radio stations you're listening to right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.